You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. We're going to continue in Amos here. And we got to Amos chapter 3 and verse 6. And the statement is this: shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? And when I was, I guess this pretty much dates me, but when I was a child growing up, there were sirens that would sound, and they would test these siren systems occasionally, just all over the nation, just to make sure they were working. They would have a test of the emergency system, like they used to have on the radio, the emergency broadcast system. And so they would test this system, and everyone would know that it was a test, so people wouldn't run for their shelters. They had shelters and places, and people practiced this civil defense scheme they had going. And that was the trumpet, you know. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city? Now, there's a time, you know, we're reading about a time where one nation or tribe could come up in arms against another nation, and it was pretty much fairly a thing that was common enough that they had to have watchmen ready to blow the trumpet if an invasion was coming. This seems so foreign today, but it was that way when I was growing up. And there were shelters that marked all over the cities, and when it would sound, everyone had their assigned duties, or they were to go to the shelters or whatever. And of course, that all died away as people enjoyed prosperity and peace in America. So I'm afraid that the trumpet is not going to be blown. Yes, perhaps we'll get a warning another way. But the trumpet, shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Yeah, take action, you know, because fear motivates you to take certain actions, and whatever action you've trained for. What do people train for today? Well, they train for nothing, you know. Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? Yeah, it's like, is God responsible? Well, he allows the evil, yeah. Does judgment come on a land, and he hath not done it? That's what we're talking about, judgment here. And judgment, yes, well, we consider that an evil. Evil things come with judgment. You get evil armies coming in. It's got to be evil to lob a nuclear device at another nation. I would consider that evil if it was coming down on my head. So, shall evil be done? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? So who are his prophets? Do they write books and make millions of dollars? I don't think so. You know, I found that my God doesn't work that way. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces of the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, an adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. Hear ye, and testify in the house of Jacob, saith the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Beth-El, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, saith the Lord. Like I said, he's giving details here of judgment to come. You want details of judgment to come? He judges nations, and he has not changed. Every nation will be visited in the day of the Lord when their iniquity, the cup of their iniquity, is full. Is America there yet? Amos chapter 4 and verse 1. Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, lo, the day shall come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks, and you shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and you shall cast them into the palace, saith the Lord. Come to Beth-El and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years, and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your palaces. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Of course, here he's saying, I've given you some hunger, and I've given you some warnings. I've given you some prejudgment, yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Almighty. And also I have withholden the rain from you when you were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Our Creator is a merciful God. Warning upon warning, he gives his people. And yet he says, you have not returned unto me. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses. And I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. And of course, if we read that in Hebrew, it would be Yahuwah Elohim, of Hosts of Sabaoth is his name. What would you do if it was coming and he wasn't going to withhold his judgment from your nation? What would you do as an individual when you realize that there's nothing that can stay his hand any longer? Many people think America will stand forever. Well, look at them out there, partying, drunken, engaging in sodomy and pornography, like it's never going to end, like it's just going to go on forever. And oh, if something bad happens, that's just a natural disaster. There's no God, or God doesn't care. He just, you know, he created the thing, he wound it up like a clock, and now it's just running, and someday maybe he'll return. That he really doesn't take part or have anything to do with anything. But what I'm reading here about the way he deals with nations is that he's continually judging nations, that we need to look in everything for his judgment. And he says that women and children, when women and children rule, it's a curse. Look around, America. The curse is upon us. Our money is taken away. Yeah. And there's a famine in the land for the word of God. You can go into the houses of the congregations, and the word is, you know, it's just weak. And they speak smooth words that the people want to hear. They don't want to offend anyone. You know, they want to be, what do they call it, a purpose-driven church, user-friendly sermons. They got all kinds of terminologies for what they're practicing today in the congregations. Are they warning of judgment? Are they crying for repentance in the congregations? Are they telling you, repent, for the kingdom is at hand? Yes, they'll all be running and saying, save yourselves! When the day of the Almighty comes, then we'll see who's going to stand and who's going to fall. We'll see who the true prophets of the Almighty are. We'll see what they do with those left behind books when the day of the Lord comes and they're not fulfilled according to the fictional letter of the false prophets, their wall of false prophecy. We'll see what happens. I can tell you what the book says, what his prophecy says about America. America is the beast that rose up in the wilderness. Had a good big beginning. It's the beast that rose up out of the earth. That's the exact terminology from the Authorized King James Version. Also says that the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed the flood that the dragon sent after the woman. And this beast rises up, and a nation, a governing power, an entity, a power in the earth rose up, a beast rose up out of the earth, having two horns like a lamb, but it spake as a dragon. America rose up like a lamb, can refer to nothing but the Lamb of God, godly principles, godly money. It rose up saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Of course, now that's lamb-like, but I think it left something out. It did mention the Almighty in that founding document. It said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That's like saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, is it not? So we find America's place in prophecy. Is there another place in the earth where this great governing body can rise up in such a stature to create an image to the first beast and stand along the first beast with this image and rule the world? This is the image. This is the illustration that we get from Revelation chapter 13. America is the second beast. We're learning our place in prophecy. So we also learn that America will stand until Messiah comes. And then it will fall with all of the governments of men. Remember, when the image gets shattered, it gets struck in the feet by that great mountain that fills the whole earth, the stone cut out without hands, and it's carried away like the chaff of the threshing floor, and no place is found for it. No place will be found for the governments of men. It will be his government that will fill the whole earth and will have the millennial reign of Messiah. And yes, some of these nations will try, tribes will try to come up after that, but they will be devoured by fire from God out of heaven. Yes, the Gog-Magog wars are not in the 7-year phony tribulation period of Left Behind, great planet Earth fame. They're at the end of the millennial reign of the Messiah. You find them somewhere else in the scripture. There's only one place that puts them in the chronology where they belong. Oh, yes, Ezekiel has a Gog-Magog chapter, but that's what he's referring to. He is actually referring to that which comes at the end of the millennial reign of the Messiah, because the book of Revelation is the only book that dates the Gog and Magog wars and puts them in the timeline where they belong. Ezekiel doesn't do that. He mentions them. So you go looking elsewhere in the book, and that's where you find them. It'll be different then. But it goes to, gives us a clue of what it's going to be like during the millennial reign of Christ. Oh, I want to be as near to Jerusalem as I can. But, you know, I'll be in my resurrected body, and I will be governing whatever position, wherever he wants to put me, in the earth, whatever position I can fulfill in his government during the millennial reign, for 1,000 years, people. Yeah, for 1,000 years. I'll be there. Perhaps you'll come and visit me if you get a chance. Look for me. I'll be there. Yes. You'll give me a new name. I don't know what it'd be, but you'll know it's me. Okay. Looks like we're getting near the bottom of the hour. Perhaps before I carry on any further, as I can see, I'm not going to finish Amos today. I've gotten, halfway through it. And, not going to finish the other half in the next half hour. So we're going to have to finish it tomorrow. Good idea. Now I know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Unless the power goes out in the middle of the broadcast. Oh, yes, I could laugh about it today. Wasn't funny then. Okay, I'd like you to visit my website, and I would like to hear from you. Also, if you think there's any value to this program whatsoever, or to the ministry that the Almighty has called me to work here, to the work he's called me to work, and I hope it's a good work, you know, because he's called us to good works. It says, which he before ordained that we might walk in them. That's what I want to be doing, the good works which he before ordained that I might walk in them. I kind of like that idea, that I could be obedient to him every day of my life in all things, putting his kingdom and his law first, his kingdom and his righteousness, that is doing what's right in his sight, living my life to please him. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to live my life to please the Almighty? Well, shouldn't I just, like, you know, the majority out there, live my life to please me? Yeah, why not? Because if I live my life just to please me, it brings destruction to my life. Oh, wait a minute. See, I have faith in the Almighty. And my faith says this, that whatever he wants for me is the best thing for me. Whatever he commands me to do will yield the best result for my life and for eternity. That is called faith. I believe that. I truly believe it, and I trust in him. And he is faithful. He's proved himself to me. Over a period of 40 years, he has proved himself to me. And I know, I can say it with Job, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that I will stand in the last day. In my mind, there is no doubt. Well, I'm going to ask you all to visit my website. And don't go anywhere, though. We'll be back for another segment here before the day is done. But go to my website, crosstheborder.org. There's a contact page there. Contact me or leave a comment on the page. Or even better than that, leave a comment, but subscribe, too. In the upper right-hand column, you'll see a button there to subscribe. And all you have to do is give me your email address, and you'll see that I might post something once, maybe twice a month. So you're not going to be barraged with emails of things that are happening, you know, on the site. Also, take advantage of all the articles and resources there, and leave comments, questions, corrections on the appropriate page. That not only helps me, but it helps anyone else who may be reading that page, because most people do go through the comments. Perhaps they have questions and the question is already answered. So look for there for the answer first. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back in a few minutes.